Okay, I decided to cut it down to one song, everyone, for the break here and bring Judd on. We was going to have another guest. I was going to come on with Judd, but he had to bow out. And Judd just asked me about the book reading, and it's getting very, very interesting there, Judd. It's getting into some British United Kingdom scandals of the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and all that. So it's getting pretty interesting. And you said that you have a new scandal we're going to talk about today.
Well, it's really a very old scandal, but it's one of the more modern examples of when you flood millions of undocumented people into the country. And just in the last few years, it's estimated 11 million, which is an extremely large number of God only knows who they are. But if you're going to exploit them for cheap labor and get them to replace, you know, the chicken nugget makers at Tyson, they fired a lot of the American workers. Many of them had worked there for large periods of time. And then no sooner than they get rid of the people that have been employed at Tyson for years, they start hiring these undocumented guests, I guess is what Joe Biden calls them, the new guests.
The new Democratic voters.
Well, of course. Absolutely, of course. And them getting false IDs and things like that and getting registered to vote, et cetera, so on and so forth. I lived in Texas for a very, very long time, and it's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It just takes a little time. And with aid and assistance of the wolves, the coyotes that bring millions of undocumented, they're illegal. I won't even call them immigrants. They're illegal aliens.
Uh-huh.
Into the country, it provides great numbers of voters for whoever's got them on the take, whether it be food stamps or welfare or
yep.
housing assistance or Medicaid or
Social Security.
They shower large amounts of freebies on these people and you get them to vote.
Well,
they want them to vote.
They have to do something to piss us off. They have to do something to get us to revolt.
Well, there's maybe a component of that too, but the thing that's very obvious is very simply this: the Justice Department, the Consumer Fraud Protection Bureau, and the United States Attorney's Office in federal court, and the state authorities, the Texas Attorney General's Office, has filed two separate actions in Houston regarding, it's just one of thousands of these things. One development just north of the city of Houston, next door to where I lived for 26 years, and I was raised in hell about them 40 years ago when they were doing it 40 years ago. But this particular development is the size of the city of Washington, D.C. It's over 33,000 acres.
Uh-huh.
And they were only selling to illegal aliens, Hispanics and Latinos. They didn't want any white people to buy into this land development. And that's one of the charges the Justice Department has brought against them is discrimination against whites and the swindles. These land sales are as illegal as the day is long.
Yep.
They're very fraudulent, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And according to the State Attorney General's Office that brought the cases, there's numerous references to fraudulent sales.
Uh-huh.
And, well, they try to keep it civil. That way they can control the outcome rather than criminal, because criminal means a jury or a judge could find that it was a criminal conspiracy. And hell, you can't have that.
No, not at all.
You know, people going to jail.
Right.
Now, the reason this is such an outrage is very simply this. A lot of these people coming up through Central America and Mexico, they have diseases we haven't seen in the United States in decades.
Uh-huh.
They bring with them large numbers of people that have very serious criminal histories.
Yep.
They bring numerous
gang ties.
Rapists.
Gang ties.
Murderers.
Yep.
Thieves.
Yep.
Not that all of these Hispanics coming in are these extreme criminal types, but when you cross into the United States without going through the border checkpoint, you're instantly a criminal.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a civil matter to cross the border. It's a criminal matter. And in short, when you bring millions into this country illegally,
uh-huh,
and you want to exploit them for, you know, labor and whatever else, right? Well, they got to live somewhere.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Yep.
There's thousands of these developments all over the southwestern United States, from California to Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, up in the Carolinas, all over Utah. Utah's full of these colonia. And
yep.
The government, here's the part that it's an insult to the American people. As much as I know that this is hard to process mentally, but when people decide to go on Amazon and sell fentanyl and heroin and cocaine, right?
Yep.
And then in order to pay for your illicit drugs, these marketers of the drugs, they provide everybody with a mailing address where they can use the United States mails to send in their payments.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice, isn't it?
If you and I were doing it, Steve, if you know, this is a demonstrative example. You know, I'm not being, you know, silly here. I'm just making a point. If you engage in an illicit trafficking of dope,
they'd lock us under the jail.
Well, exactly. I mean, they SWAT your house. They'd show up with machine guns and handcuffs and MRAPs. And I mean, they'd come with armored vests. And you're going to jail, buddy. You are going to jail.
Yep.
And if you resist the arrest, you're going to get the full brunt of the police state. They're going to beat the living tar out of you. Now, here's the thing that it's a tell. This reveals the whole thing. All these fraudulent land sales are being marketed with the concept of you make your monthly payments by mail.
Yep.
It's mail fraud. It's blatant felony mail fraud. I didn't make up the mail fraud statutes. They've been on the books for a very long time.
Long time.
And every bit of these illegal land sales, felony. That's all there is to it.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you ever been to Houston?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know it's a little bit bigger than Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And to have a subdivision, and they've got more than one, this Colony Ridge outfit. They've got three or four of them, I guess. But the biggest one is this 33,000 acre monstrosity just east of East Tex 59. It's U.S. Highway 59.
Uh-huh.
And east of a place called New Caney, out towards, what's the name of that out there? Dayton Lakes, Lake Houston. It's out FM Farm to Market 1485.
Yep.
And if you've ever been into a large development, I mean, 33,000 acres is a monstrosity. It's huge. There's mosquitoes all over the place. There's sewage all over the place. Hell, they had a 300-acre marijuana farm out there.
Yeah.
It got busted, but, I mean, they had that's pretty brazen to cultivate 300 acres of pot right yeah. out in the open.
It's not legal in Texas yet, is it?
No, it's completely illegal. You can't have a 300-acre pot patch. And then, of course, they had a $30 million fentanyl lab.
Oh, boy.
You know, and a methamphetamine lab. And all of these participants in this giant land scheme, oh, of course, they're all connected to the Mexican drug cartels.
Uh-huh.
This isn't me making it up. This is not me, you know, engaging in supposition and conjecture.
Right.
This massive illegal alien development. I mean, how do you hide a 33,000 acre neighborhood?
Put it right out there in plain sight.
Now, the commissioner's court, the county judge's office, the sheriff's department, the district, the Liberty County District Attorney's Office, the Liberty County Attorney's Office. I've called them all and attempted to have adult conversations with them about this massive marketing of fraud.
Yep.
And every time I speak to these officials, they try to act like they don't know what I'm talking about. They try to act like, well, you know, we can only deal with it if the sheriff brings us a complaint.
Uh-huh.
You know, people are indicted all the time by people appearing before the grand jury.
Yes.
And the sheriff has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Especially when it's the sheriff being indicted. And you've seen a lot of sheriff's departments crooked as all hell, right?
Yep.
What's happening in Liberty County, Texas, on top of the thousands of other land developments just like it all over the United States, from Alaska to Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington State, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana,
uh-huh.
Missouri, Texas, New Mexico, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida.
This is
going on literally all over the United States.
Well, that's
and
what
there's millions.
That's what
millions of transactions.
That's what Trump's last lawsuit was about. Land development.
His swamp land in Florida?
Yeah, his swamp land in Florida.
Interesting that Trump had swamp land in Florida, right?
Mar-a-Lago.
Well, here's the part that is just mind-bending. I received a phone call this morning from filmmakers out of Los Angeles wanting to fly me to L.A.
Uh-huh.
And wanting to use my 40 years of investigation and research.
Yep.
Into making a docudrama on what's really going down here.
Yep.
And they asked me how much money I wanted. I mean, this guy was a businessman. He was in Houston in a meeting, and he asked me how much money I wanted, and I told him a little story about a conversation many years ago with an assistant district attorney out of Conroe, Texas,
on the steps
of the courthouse. She came up to me and Kathleen Hamilton, she's a state district judge today, very powerful state district judge. She sent a lot of people to jail. She looked me in the face and she said, Judson, if you had the right law firm, you'd own this county. Because of the corruption in Montgomery County, Texas is
yeah.
like, holy smokes.
That's Lyndon
so
Johnson.
I looked at her and I said, well, if I were doing this for money, I'd be crazy.
That's Lyndon Johnson country, too, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's so corrupt down there. It's absolutely mind-bending. There's no mystery as to why John Kennedy got blown away
yeah.
in Dallas.
Yeah.
It's corrupt as well. Oh, God almighty, it's corrupt down there. But well, you got Alan Stanford. You've got Enron, the Enron debacle.
Right? Uh-huh. Yep.
You got all the banks and the savings and loans and the mortgage companies going back decades.
Yep.
From the Sharpstown banking scandal to the Texas Rent-A-Bank scandal. And I could go on and on and on with hundreds and hundreds, thousands of these developments all over Texas.
Yep.
And every bit of it, all of it, felony postal fraud.
Yep.
You cannot collect your payments on a fraud scheme through the U.S. mails. And I'll tell you how I'm positive certain of what I just said.
Yep.
And I published the mail fraud statutes. Everybody can read them. There's two elements, two lousy elements to a mail fraud violation. One of them is that you've devised a deceptive scheme to obtain money or property from another person.
Mm-hmm.
The second element is that you're using the United States mail to further that scheme. In other words, taking installment payments through the mail.
Yes.
Filing foreclosures and notices of default and notices of foreclosure using the United States postal system.
Yep.
To notify people that we're going to repo your property.
Yeah. The sheriff's
going to... This one development, I guess they started in about 2012.
Uh-huh.
They've marketed nearly 50,000 lots. Half-acre lots, $20,000 a piece.
Yep.
Per half acre. Oh, yeah, it's the price at 13% interest. The price of these lots are like, what? Are you kidding me? There's nothing out there towards Liberty and Dayton Lakes. There's nothing out there that's worth more than maybe, you know, $4,000 an acre, $5,000 an acre. But they're selling these lots to these illegal aliens for $20,000.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Out of the approximate 50,000 lots, half of them, 25,000 foreclosures.
Uh-huh. That's more predatory.
Multiple times.
That's more and more predatory lending by the banksters.
That's exactly what the United States Justice Department charged in their federal case.
Yeah.
Predatory lending. Yep. Predatory foreclosure. And then one of the interesting things that I noticed, and this is a first. All of a sudden, they're starting to talk about the churning and the laundering of the real estate and the money.
Uh-huh.
Now, how many times you heard me talk about that churning?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Now, I don't know how this settles with people, but they got to understand, I grew up in a real estate development family.
Yep.
My parents were, yeah, they were speculators and developers.
Mm-hmm.
My parents. And they knew all kinds of people in the real estate business. And then I've spent my whole life in it. When I get on to cancel the cabal, especially, and I'm trying to explain to the people of the United States that the last five presidents, and it goes back further, but the last five presidents have engaged in this massive illegal border jumping. What they're doing, they're hopping the fence.
Think about it, though, Judd. Every single man and woman that's ever had a mortgage, it's been a fraudulent mortgage. They're all fraud.
Every single one of them.
Going back to whenever.
Back in the day, there were a lot of good savings and loans that provided families with financing for starter homes and, you know, to move up. There's been a lot of very proper and, you know, legal mortgage activity in the United States until that bullet took, well, I guess two bullets, took John Kennedy's life. This country's gone right in the toilet since that murder.
Uh-huh.
We've lost all sense of inhibition. We've got everything from, vampire flesh-eating punk rockers to the most abhorrent, unnatural, perverted sexual practices in the country, including... You know, stuff I don't even want to talk about. It makes my stomach turn.
Right.
And our national ethics and morals, our compass, our moral compass in this country? Where'd it go? Where the hell is it?
It went out the backside of Kennedy's head, November 22nd, 1963. That's where it went.
If you look at the debt figures in 1963, look at the national debt that the United States didn't have.
Right.
And now we're going, every 100 days or so, we're going a trillion further deeper.
Uh-huh.
A trillion every, 100 days. $3.5 trillion, $4 trillion, $6 trillion, $7 trillion, $8 trillion, $10 trillion.
Yep.
Just getting the bill.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you talked about it quite a few times last year. They're just dishing out the helicopter money.
Correct. Now, back to this Colony Ridge gang, and you're going to kind of laugh because John and Trey Harris, the two sons of Roy Harris, the Montgomery County deed recorder,
uh-huh.
I knew Roy Harris for years. He's dead now. He used to be a boxer during his days in the Army, and I think he served in Korea. He started life out pretty much like everybody else does, high school, the war came along, a lot of people joined up, a lot of people got drafted. I don't know if Roy Harris was drafted or not, but I know he was a pretty good boxer. So he got to box in the military I think he was in the Army. I don't think he was a Marine. I think he was Army. But I knew Roy Harris for years. And all around Conroe, all around Southwest Texas, just as massively corrupt in these land swindles as you can imagine. And his two sons, John and Trey, I absolutely guarantee you, they know where all the bodies are buried. They grew up in Roy Harris's household. They know how to play the game. Case in point, out there at their development, they got two state legislators, to give them direct property taxing authority on 5 acres of this giant land development. They slid it through the back door in the middle of the night. They got this direct taxing authority where they could send tax bills to residents on 5 acres of the development. So they get it approved by the Texas state legislature. Then they annex over 30,000 acres of property. They're sending out tax bills on basically a city the size of Washington, D.C. And they did it hocus pocus, sleight of hand, under the table, winky winky. And these are private corporate land scammers. Nothing legal about them at all. And don't take my word for it. I mean, you can listen to me tell you what it is, but go read the cases the state filed against them. Go read the cases the federal prosecutors have filed against them. And ask yourself, does Judson Witham tell the truth, or is he just blowing smoke on the cancel the cabal? And it's huge, Steve. And I'm going to tell you why it's huge. It's all connected to 9/11. It's all connected to Epstein and company. It's all connected to the Clintons and the Bushes, BB, every bank you can think of. This thing is a cancer. It's a national disgrace. Millions of people have been swindled in the purchases of their family homes. And then, of course, they get swindled right out of them in predatory, very illegal foreclosures.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you realize that everybody behind the green curtain with the Mr. Oz behind the curtain, it's all these great big banks that have been caught with their pants down, just busted. They can't cover it up. They got caught laundering trillions. I got a question for Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and I won't ask Joe Biden because he's mentally incompetent. It wouldn't be fair. let's ask Chlamydia Harris. We can't ask her either because she's goofy as goofy comes and mentally incompetent.
Yeah.
Let's get the old head of the criminal division of the FBI. He's an attorney. I think he's representing Bank of America now in their compliance division. It's just a joke.
Uh-huh.
His name's Christopher Schwecker.
Schwecker.
Come on down, Christopher Schwecker. Schwecker. S-W-E-C-K-E-R. Chris Schwecker.
I bet he's a heck of a guy, though.
Well, he worked in Houston, Texas, and he literally, in many, many instances, he worked right straight across the street from where I was working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd have time at lunch or a coffee break or after work, and I'd walk across the street to 515 Rusk, which is directly across the street from Tranquility Park and the Albert Thomas Convention Center, and I'd walk in the front doors of the federal courthouse. I'd have to go through the magnetometers and talk to the U.S. Marshals at the door, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big federal courthouse. I mean, it's big. And I've dealt with basically every federal judge in the building and all the U.S. attorneys, going back to a time as a man that was the assistant U.S. attorney there. His name was Henry Onken.
Uh-huh.
Who got fired by Phil Graham, Senate U.S. Senator Phil Graham?
Yep.
Because the guy wasn't enforcing the law. He wasn't doing anything about the savings and loan frauds. He wasn't doing anything about the bank lootings. He wasn't doing anything about the real estate fiascos going on all over the Southern District of Texas. You couldn't get. I mean, this is before John Tower died in the airplane crash. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was working downtown building skyscrapers, and this is like 40 years ago. And I went absolutely
ape. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I went ape in the newspapers. I was on television. I could give a shout out to a couple of the good media that actually, they helped me out quite a lot. Even including, you ever read that book? And that would be an interesting book read for the show, is The Mafia, the CIA, and George Bush by Peter Bruton.
Yeah.
And he lays it all out, how they, you know, they financed Charlie Wilson's war.
Yep.
And Iran-Contra through John C. McCone's Western Bank. He was the director of the CIA, John McCone.
They have been.
Guess where I was banking. Take one big fat guess. I was banking with the Western Bank Corporation.
Yeah.
Owned by the director of the CIA in Houston, Texas.
Well, they've been.
How in the hell did I do that? I didn't do it on purpose. Yeah. I just by.
They've been. Coincidence. They've been keeping the American economy alive for the last 30 years with drug money and.
Laundering money, huge. Yep. Money's massive. Absolutely correct.
Child trafficking, yeah.
Yes, sirree. And that's exactly, you see, Epstein, that's what he took advantage of all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you take, you know, a lot of these, I don't know, they're human excrement. And you fly them down to St. Vincent's Island and you give them some candy, right?
Yep.
You know how sick that is? To take, you know, men in their 50s and 60s and take them down to a Caribbean island and let them have a sex party with underage girls?
Yep.
And boys?
Yep.
And then, you know, the FBI raids the place, right?
Uh-huh.
Where's the security videos so you can see who was there?
They all malfunction. The cameras all malfunction, Judd.
Like the night when Epstein was taken out the back door and allowed to go down to Argentina?
Yes, and
we don't know he's dead.
Along with the 84 other cameras that were focused on the Pentagon that day, they all malfunctioned too.
And then, of course, you had Jim McDougal. Remember Jim and Susan McDougal were going to testify against the Clintons?
Uh-huh.
They had Jim McDougal in a federal penitentiary. They had him in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yep.
And the very next day, he was supposed to go, I believe, to Little Rock, but it could have been Dallas. But he was supposed to be transported so he could testify against Bill and Hillary.
Uh-huh.
Well, he didn't make it.
No. Of course not.
No, he was a cardiac patient.
Yeah.
He had severe angina.
Uh-huh.
And there he is fixing to go testify against, you know, Teflon Donnie, or not Donnie, Teflon Billy Bob and Nick Hillary.
Yep. Slick, Slick Willie.
Financial fraud and dope and everything else. And he's got this massive angina attack going on, right?
Yep.
And he's begging the guards in the penitentiary, I need my nitroglycerin.
Yep.
They didn't give him his medication. And he died as a direct result of being denied his medication.
Yep.
I spent many years in the Texas Medical Center, many, many years around the Texas Heart Institute with Dr. Denton Cooley and O.H. Frazier, two of the best cardiac surgeons on planet Earth. You know why they give a cardiac patient nitroglycerin when they suffer from angina?
Probably to restart the arrhythmia correctly.
Well, it's like having pulmonary, or not pulmonary, respiratory illness where your airways shut down and you have to have antihistamine to open up your airway so you can breathe.
Uh-huh.
Well, the nitroglycerin allows the blood vessels feeding blood to the heart to open up and allow blood to flow.
Uh-huh.
When you don't get that nitro dosage, you die.
Yeah.
They don't give cardiac patients nitro for candy.
Right. Right.
When a cardiac patient needs nitro, if they don't get it, they die.
Yep.
It's that serious. Yes, sirree.
Say, Judd, there's a story. Yes. A story happened last night. There was an older man. He's in his 70s. He plays on my pool league, and he was having a heart attack, and the ambulance service was 4 miles away. I know this for a fact because they're a mile and a half from my house, and I'm 2 miles from from the pool hall, 3.5 miles away, and it took them almost 20 minutes to get there. They didn't put a heart monitor on him. They didn't put any kind of equipment on him. They just gave him some nitroglycerin and took him to the hospital. That's all he did.
Did he survive it?
Haven't heard yet.
Okay. So this is recent.
Last night.
Wow. Well, I can tell the whole world this. All those big, fat, jerk bankers that I can name,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I can name a lot of them, they got caught laundering trillions.
Yes, they have.
And the American people, when you look at them and say, well, how do they launder that money? How's that done? People get that fluoride blank stare in their face. They don't know. They don't know how they launder trillions. You know the number one modus operandi for laundering gargantuan amounts of money?
What's
real estate scheming and real
sure.
estate scamming.
Yep.
And I'll prove it to everybody who can hear me. I approve it. FinCEN, which is your financial investigation criminal enforcement branch of the U.S. Treasury, they're essentially Secret Service and Postal Inspection. They're FBI. I mean, these
yeah.
guys carry machine guns. Yeah, they're the machine gun toting IRS guys you keep hearing about. According to them, they needed brand new anti-money laundering rules, and so here, just in the last year, they've implemented this massive new structure. Just in the last year, for some odd reason, the U.S. Treasury Department, Justice Department, and you can look it up on the internet, I'm not making this up, they enacted all these new anti-money laundering rules for real estate. I've been screaming bloody murder at these people for 4 decades that this is how it's done. That's why you had the Clintons, remember Bill and Hillary from Arkansas?
Uh-huh.
Remember those real estate deals they were involved in?
Uh-huh. Whitewater.
You know why they were doing it?
That's Whitewater, wasn't it?
Castle Grande, Maplewood Farms, and Campobello Island. And there was a couple of other ones, but I never was really able to research them very well. And the Arkansas Industrial Development Bank.
Uh-huh.
Huge sums of money was run through that. And then, of course, you know, I told you I don't know how I wound up in Western Bank, to be honest with you. It wasn't too far from my house in Southwest Houston. How I got suckered into banking over there, I don't know. But there was this campaign manager, great big, campaign fund guy for Bill and Hillary, their best friend in life, named Gary Morrow. He was the land commissioner for the state of Texas. The money he gave. It's like that Samuel Fried at ATX Alameda, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or what's the name of that there? FTX, something like that.
Sam Bankman?
Bankman, yeah, the bankster gangster man, Fried.
Yep.
Stole how many billions? Billions.
Yeah, a bunch.
He's down there in Washington, D.C. and hugging all on Maxine Waters, and Maxine Waters is blowing him kisses the floor of the house.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm mad because, you know, Maxine, you never blowed me any kisses. Hell, you won't even answer my inquiries with your, you know, House Financial Services Committee. You won't communicate. Oh, you're dead silent, Maxine. What's the problem?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about this giant money laundering fiasco?
Don't want to talk about that giant elephant in the middle of the room. No.
The money that these stinking organized criminals have stolen by elections from now until hell freezes over.
Uh-huh.
They stole so much money, there's no such thing as a free election in the United States. They buy politicians by the dozens before they eat breakfast.
Yep.
That's why Maxine Waters was blowing Sammy the Gangster Bankster Man kisses.
Kisses.
Have you seen the video?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's sickening. It's like she's all turned on and she's hot to trot and ready to have sex with him right there on the floor. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. And then he gets indicted and all his criminal stuff, and they're trying to send him to prison for 50 years. And Maxine Waters acts like she doesn't know the guy. her and Hillary Clinton, he gave the Clintons a bunch of money, too.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, everybody knows about the billions that Jared Kushner got from the Saudi Arabians, right?
Uh-huh.
And Trump's daughter, they gave her a billion.
Yeah.
Now guess who's at the helm of the Western Bank when John C. McCone, the director of the CIA, dies in 1976, and Western banks all get taken over by RLG, which is Rita Labobetti Group, Westgate Investments, and Purple Capital, which is a holding company in Dubai.
Uh-huh.
They operate in Zug, Switzerland, London. They operate in Zurich, Switzerland. They operate in Kenya, Obama's old home, you know, stomping grounds.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Michael, what's Michael's last name there?
Robinson. Michael Robinson.
Michael Robinson. I guess he got a bunch of plastic surgery and maybe even a sex change.
Big Mike.
I don't know. It may have enhanced his ding-a-ling there.
Big Mike.
Chuck Berry used to call it his ding-a-ling.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
I like Chuck Berry. He was pretty good. But I'm trying to be a little entertaining.
He was okay for a child molester.
You know, we have in America tonight organized crime syndicate running the country.
Yep.
Biden's a damn ice cream cone eating murderer. You notice he's changed his tune now that the sentiment of the country is very, very extremely against him sending all those weapons to Israel. All of a sudden, man, I'll tell you what, they can't win an election when people hate their guts. So now, you know, Biden's trying to tell nitwit Yahoo there, Benjamin the nitwit in Tel Aviv to, you know, take it, you know, to try to bomb more precisely and try not to kill so many kids.
Try not to drag them in the streets and shoot them where they stand, yeah. On camera, at least, anyways. Or
what the hell happened to what happened to our country, Steve?
Greed. Greed happened.
Oh, and then, of course, you got the Bush-Clinton initiatives, you know, where the Clintons and the Bushes got together, and now Obama's involved. And they're providing billions of dollars in freaking relocation assistance to all the loyal to the United States mercenaries that worked for the United States, because when they left Afghanistan, they left all these people in Afghanistan that have death sentence on their heads because they fought against the Taliban and the ISIS. Taliban took over Afghanistan within a couple of days. They were probably in control before Donald Trump made his, what do you make there, the super deal of Trump's to leave Afghanistan. And then, of course,
no, that was Biden. Biden's fault. That was Biden.
Yeah, I mean, no, it wasn't Biden. It was Trump. He made that super great deal with the Mujahideen. Don't you remember?
Oh, that was Biden. You're getting senile.
No, sir. I'm telling you that the peace accord was made by Trump. The decision to pull out of Afghanistan, the decision to pull out was Trump did it. Now, Biden executed it in extremely ridiculous fashion, got a lot of, you know, they just took over the country with, what, $80 billion worth of military hardware that was left behind? Yeah. $80 billion. And, you know, armored vehicles, machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades. Just they armed the ISIS and the Taliban out the yazoo. You can say yazoo on the cabal, right?
Yes, you can.
Right out the keister. Man, they armed this international terrorist group that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, that's who gave birth to them. Now, was that conjecture on my part? And the answer is no. Hillary Clinton testified before the Congress that we created ISIS, we created Mujahideen, we created the
ISIS
Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda.
ISIS
she
is
testified to it and openly in before the Congress.
But ISIS is the Israeli secretive services, is what it is. Intelligence service.
Here's my point. How many pregnant mommies, grandmas and grandpas, children, little babies, little, you know, 1 and 2 year old toddlers, how many civilians are these psychopaths responsible for murdering? And I mean, if it were up to me, I'd order a complete removal. Biden would be in handcuffs before the sun goes down today. Yep. Obama be in handcuffs with Michael, which they probably like that. They'd be in handcuffs before the sun went down today. George W. Bush and Laura, the same thing. I mean, and I guess I'd have to order them to be waterboarded. And you know, what do you call that there? Environmental manipulation, where they stick in an ice box for 12 or 14 days and splash it with water and freeze you half to death.
Uh-huh.
And then they torture you, and then they make you talk. Like at, what was the name? Abu Ghraib prison?
Yep.
What happened to the morals of the United States? Where are these? Where's the Christian nation we keep hearing about?
They
now this is getting out of hand, Steve.
I know they
I'm
went.
Trying to be nicer. I'm trying to be respectful of, you know, all the veterans and stuff. But ask yourself, why are all these veterans committing suicide? What did they do when they were in Afghanistan and Iraq? What did they do when they were in Syria? What did they do when they were in Iran? I mean, how do you expect these young soldiers and these young WAFs, I guess they're called, the female military personnel, how do you expect them to go overseas when they came off the volleyball team and the baseball team and the basketball team from high school, how do you expect them to go overseas and become butchers and murderers and not have psychological problems because of it?
Yeah. Well, you're just expected to suck it up, buttercup. That's what the mantra is.
And tonight, right now, this second, along the Rio Grande, Governor Abbott and the Attorney General down there, DPS, the Texas National Guard, they're doing everything they can to try to stop the massive invasion of our country by millions of God only knows who. They're not all Mexicans. They're Chinese. They're, you know, they're Muslims. They're from every place on the planet just walking on in. And our national security right now basically doesn't exist. Our national security tonight in the United States is compromised like, oh, my God.
Oh, it hasn't existed for a long time.
Well, this absolute boob idiot, Biden, the blatherer, you know, he blathers. And then as soon as they say that his classified documents case won't be prosecuted because he's a blatherer and his mind's shot and he's not competent to stand trial, right? Then he gives a State of the Union speech where he comes out like Joe Frazier, swinging.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he's got all kind of energy and all kind of mental clarity.
Yep.
Did Joe Biden, did he run a game on the American people? Did he make it look like he's one of those old, you know, out of his mind, crazy mobster guys?
Well, I think the entire system is running.
What was the name of that mafia guy that used to always be in a bathrobe? You know, whenever he was, you know, indicted and on, you know, felony charges, had to go to trial. He'd always get caught on, you know, the news programs. He'd be wearing a bathrobe and drooling out the side of his mouth.
Oh, you're talking about, I thought maybe you were talking about Hugh Hefner for some reason.
No, I'm thinking of Donald Trump.
Oh, what?
Donald Trump.
He didn't come out with.
Big, you know who, you know, during the Iran-Contra and Charlie Wilson's war, Donald Trump was massively involved with Oliver North and Richard Secord.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was, man, he thought he was 007, man. He was moving the money in and out of the Middle East. Why do you think his son-in-law Kushner and his daughter were given billions? Billions.
Yeah, yeah.
What did those two have? His daughter was given a billion, I guess, and his son-in-law was given $2 billion.
Yeah.
Was that a quid pro quo?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And tonight in America, hell, you can't even go down to the mall with your family without, you know, risking your lives.
Nope.
You can't turn on the TV without having every disgusting perversion imaginable shoved down your throat by the, you know, the queer guy for, you know, what's that, queer eye for the straight guy?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
It's the most disgusting Sodom and Gomorrah circumstance. I mean it, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you think all these...
I mean, everybody used to get disgusted at, you know, I'm trying to remember the name of that smut magazine. It's evading me. Playboy was, I don't know, well, it was smut too, but what was it? Hustler. There we go. Was it Larry Flint?
Larry Flint,
Hustler,
yep.
The guy in the wheelchair.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, the nasty XXX porno stuff.
Yep.
What has happened to our country?
Greed has happened. I keep telling you.
I filed open records demands with the Department of Justice and Consumer Finance Protection Bureau and the state of Texas, their state AG's Office in Consumer Protection. And I want their records and files on the history of all these real estate swindles and schemes, all these predatory mortgages and predatory foreclosures and why it is that all these giant money laundering banks are involved at the same time they're laundering trillions.
Uh-huh.
Where's the money coming from to fund their criminal operations?
The helicopter.
Is it coming from the money laundry?
Coming from a helicopter.
Is that how they're laundering the money, Steve?
Yep.
Every American should understand that what's running this country tonight is an organized crime syndicate. And none of you all are safe. None of you are safe. They're incrementally turning up the heat, boiling you like frogs in a pot of water. And the price of what you put on your table, the price of what you put in your car for gas, the price of your electricity, the price of everything's going straight through the roof. And you're picking up the tab.
Yep, basically.
Come on, laugh, Steve. You know that's funny.
Basically.
You can't hardly take care of your family anymore. Mom has to work. Dad's got to work longer, much longer hours. And the kids are left to be preyed on sexually.
Yep.
The clothing, the entertainment, TV, the music industry, you know, all of it is aimed at the destruction of the American family. I don't know how many more people have to be murdered, how many more people have to die, how much more fentanyl and cocaine and heroin and all these other narcotics need to be flooded into the United States.
Well, probably at least 150 million. Get rid of all of the conservative valued people.
What happens when it crashes? What happens when there's this? Seriously.
That's why they're building in bunkers.
When it crashes, what happens? I mean, what was it? Was it Event 201? Is that what they called it? Event 201?
Yeah.
You know, the biological warfare, you know, event.
That's why Mark Zuckerberg and some of these other billionaires are.
Anthony Fauci.
That's why they're billionaires.
And Danzak and Ralph Barrick and their bioweapons.
That's why they're building these bunkers. That's why they're building these bunkers.
They set it up. They did it on purpose.
Yep.
And they financed it. They financed it. Well in advance, going back as far as 2009.
Yep.
These bioweapons were manufactured by the Department of Defense and the CIA. Not me making it up. It's not conjecture. It's not supposition. And then, of course, in, you know, Agenda 21, 2030,
uh-huh.
Agenda 2050, they aimed them right at the American people. And how many people wound up dead?
Yep. Dead. At least 17 million, they figure.
Worldwide, that's what they
figure. No, that's in America. That's in America.
Well, I won't argue with you. I'm going to just...
You're talking about that.
Thinking
you're talking about the scandemic.
I can't put my finger on the exact number. All I can tell you is that if I were to murder, like, I don't know, three people, maybe four, they'd come after me with machine guns, dude.
Yep.
I wouldn't survive the night. They'd raid my house with helicopters.
I certainly would.
Why is Joe Biden just laughing it up, yucking it up, and walking around eating ice cream cones?
You know, Joe Biden. It was Joseph Stalin that said the murder of a single man is a travesty, but the murder of a million men is just a statistic.
You know this warp speed psycho nut job?
Yeah, yeah.
Teflon Donnie? Yeah, I call him Mafia Don, man.
Teflon Don, yeah.
I mean, have you examined warp speed and what that man caused? That's the dumbest moron I've ever seen in my life. And I'm sorry, but his supporters are about as brilliant as a doorstop. I've never seen anything like it. How freaking idiots can think alike in mass and support that freak.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump is a criminal freak. And I have to apologize to the world. In order to stop Bill and Hillary from getting back into the White House, I campaigned very hard for Trump, and I voted for him myself once.
Uh-huh.
I'll never make that mistake again. And I know, people want to beat me up and shoot me, and they insult me, and they kick me out of their businesses because I didn't drink the Donald Trump Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
What was the name of that guy that, you know, killed all those people down in the jungle and, you know...
Jim Jones.
And gave them all Kool-Aid?
Jim Jones.
I mean, this is Donald Trump's following. Like those hypnotized boobs of Jim Jones.
Yep.
Like Adolf Hitler. I mean, Donald Trump's family is from that part of the world.
Yep.
That's where they come from. Yeah, they're not... I think, if I'm not mistaken, Trump's family is like third generation American.
Probably.
Maybe second generation. They haven't been here very long. They kind of came sort of around after World War I.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. My family came in the early 1600s. Eighth generation, over 400 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was raised by two pretty good parents. They weren't perfect. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to, you know, cardinalize my parents by any means. But my mother and father, thank God, they're not around to see this slop.
Yeah. Yep.
This is slop. And these land swindles that I'm referring to north of Houston, Texas, go on the internet. Type in trillions looted, trillions laundered, real estate fraud, and read all my work of the last 40 years. It's not like it's a secret.
Right.
I had two movie producers today from Houston. Their production studios and stuff are in Los Angeles. They want to fly me to California and make a docudrama on what's really happening. And they asked me, you know, how much money it would take for me to get involved and really work to produce a major film. You know what I told them? I'm not doing this for money.
Not about the money.
No, it's not about the money at all. It's about, you know what, these children that have been murdered, some of those people would have grown up and been phenomenal human beings and contributors to the human race.
Yep.
Scientists, physicians, mathematicians.
We'll never know.
It's just...
You never know what they could have been.
You take most of the American people and ask them, you know, if I drop a couple of bombs on your house while you're sleeping in the middle of the night, and I splatter and mutilate your family and kill all the people you love, will you vote for me?
Yeah. Well, of course I would.
No. I want to be your leader, and, you know, I'm a murderer. And I'm a thief, and I'm a sexual deviant, and, you know, I'm a disgusting human being. Will you please vote for me?
Yeah.
If I wear gold cufflinks and white starched shirts,
$10,000
red stupid red hat that says, you know,
$10,000 suits.
Make America a septic tank again. Make America great again. Donald Trump. Did you hear about the American Indians that got raped? Donald Trump. You ever read that history, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Are you a freaking idiot, moron, Donald Trump? How stupid are you, Donald Trump? Mr. I'm going to call it the kettle black, Mr. Hitler. What the hell's wrong with you, Trump? Are you seriously that psychotic? His own vice president won't endorse him. Mike Pence said, hell no. And I'm not endorsing Liz Cheney, but I'd probably vote for her if I had, you know, if I'm forced to. I'd vote for her.
Yeah.
Because this Trump's got to, he's got to go. This guy is nuts. This is how he does it. I'm going to explain to you how he does it. He gets these popular movements, these popular sentiments, you know, like build the wall. Everybody understands what illegal immigration's about. Of course people want to control the border. That's not a Don Trump idea. He's just capitalizing on it.
Yeah.
I lived in Texas for 26 years, and I watched huge numbers of our new guests move into the construction markets in Texas and took a lot of white people's jobs. They'd work for half the price of white tradesmen.
Uh-huh.
Half, yeah, half the price. And I left Texas in 2000, 24 years ago. And before I left Texas, I told them, look, man, if you want to stop it, if you want to stop the ground pounders walking across the border and swimming the Rio Grande, build you 5 helicopter training bases for our military helicopter unit. Build 5 military bases in the you know, worst areas, because there's some of them places they're not going to venture way the hell out in the middle of nowhere to try to cross the desert. It's too easy to catch them out there. In the urban areas, it's a little bit easier. But, yeah, create 5 attack helicopter squadron-type bases and declare all the real estate on the ground as a military base.
Yep.
No trespass.
Yep.
And you watch how quick the damn ground pounders go somewhere else. The Department of Defense will enforce it.
Yes, they will.
So 25 years later, Governor Greg Abbott is down in Texas building a Texas National Guard military base on the border. It only took him 25 years to figure it out.
Yep. Well, we only got about a minute.
How much time we got here?
About a minute.
I love Mexican people. Don't get me wrong. Anybody calls me a racist, they're full of poop and pee-pee. They're just full of themselves. I'm not trying to degrade any Hispanic person for any reason.
Yep.
But you cannot have an unchecked border because, you know, we got enemies. And they want to do serious harm in this country.
Yes, they do.
Okay, Stephen Roberts, God bless you, sir. Tell Annie, God bless her. I love to cancel the cabal. I think you're the premier destination, not only on the net, but on the radio dial, and you're doing a superb job.
Well, I think you just told her.
Did I? She listening in, is she?
Yes, she is.
I'm thinking about canonizing you two, you know, giving you knighthood status. God bless.
All right. Have a good day. All right, folks. That's it for the day. Hope everybody comes out for me and Roger tomorrow. No song at the end here. I'm just going to drop it. So, until tomorrow.